Yvonne Dab Beis Amid Aleph mentions the Mishnah on Daf Nun Zayin. If he hears Mandalon Nisu, Ovos Mishalova, Ovos Betruma. We know that there's a break between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, 12 months, to prepare the Besula for the Nisuin, to prepare the Chosin as well. So what's the din if he hears Mandalon Nisu? Let's say the Chosin doesn't want to get married on the day that they were Kovei. Let's say it's a Wednesday, that the Besula can get married on the Wednesday, and the Chosin doesn't want to get married, then he wants to wait another week. So the rule is, the Mishnah says, that they get mizonos. The chos is mechuyev to give mizonos to feed his wife. What's the din if he gives man be'echad b'shabbos? So there, he doesn't have to give him mizonos. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. The shoktu chacham al takonas benos Yisrael, there's a special takonah de Rabbanan, that the chosin should prepare the sudos for the chasana, that he should have seen their mishteh, before the chasana, 3 days before the chasana, and to do it before Shabbos is very difficult because they're not going to have enough time. So Chazal said that they don't want the besul to get married on Sunday, they want the besul to get married dafka on Wednesday, so that you'll have the 3 days to prepare the sudas. So comes the Gemara and says that if he's honest with the Kanta de Rabbanan, the reason why he can't get married on Sunday is because the Chachamim told him he can't get married on Sunday, so then he doesn't have to give him his honest. If he doesn't want to get married, it's a Wednesday, he could get married here, there's no problems, then he does have to give him his zonos. If it's not his problem, it's the equal of his mitzad, the chachamim, because the chachamim forced him to wait the 3 days, to prepare for 3 days, and then he doesn't have to give his zonos. What's the din if the onus is not mitzad the chachamim, it's mitzad the chosin or the kala? Let's say cholohu, or cholsehi, or pirsanida, all the cases that the Gemara mentions. Arden the chosin is onus, or the kala is anusa. For some reason, they can't get married because of some onus relating to the chasin of oil or to the kallah. So for that, we have two different lashonas of the Gemara. I just want to clarify one last point which we made and to add to it. We have two different lashonas. According to the Lishna Kama, what's the din of cholahu? What's the din? He doesn't have to give him his onus. Cholahu, if he's an onus, not onus with the kanta de rabbana, but he's an onus, he's sick, he can't get married, doesn't have to give his onus. According to the Lishna Basra, it's a Safek. Safek. Cholahu, does he have to give his onus? Does he not have to give his onus? And then the Lishna Basra adds a few other Sfekas, not only if he's an onus, but if she's an anusa. Also he, Pirsanida. Is there a chiyuv to give his onus, or is there no chiyuv? So according to the Lishna Basra, it's a Safek. All onsim of the chosin, onsim of the kala, Safek whether he has to give his onus or not. According to the Lishna Basra, he definitely does not have to give his onus. So what's the suffix of the Lishna Basra? Why was the Lishna Kama so convinced that he wouldn't have to give his onus? So we explained, based on the Birka Shmuel, the Pashup Shat was that the Lishna Kama holds what? That he gives on to Nisu Ochlos Mishalo. What's the Chiyuv Mizonos for Hagazman? Knas. He didn't knas. If he's nenas, the reason why he can't do it is because of onus. Even if it's not an onus b'takanta de rabbanan, it's his own personal onus, but nevertheless, we can't consider, we're not going to penalize him. The whole thing is a penalty to push him to get married. He wants to get married. He can get married. He's nenas. If he's nenas, we're not going to put the knas on him. That's what the Lishna Kama might say. What does the Lishna Basra hold? Why does Lishna Basra entertain the possibility that maybe he should have to give his onus anyway, even if he's nenas? We said the suffix in the Lishna Basra is why taka is it that Ogos Mishalo by Higiyas Mavalonista? Is it because of the Knas? Is it because of the din that Chazal Koveya, that once Higiyas Man, it's like the Nisuin Achal? Normally we wait for the 12 months, then he does Nisuin, he'll do a chuppah, he'll do a yichud, he'll do a maisa that now shall become an Asua, and the Ishus is going to be Chal completely. What happens if the Nisuin is not going to be consummated? He's not going to do the Kenyan Nisuin. He's not going to do the Maisa. What's the din? So maybe we could say that Higiyas Man Velo Nisa. Why Ochlos Mishalo? That's because Midraban and Chazal were Koveya that the Nisuin are Gomrim, that the Ishus is completed. Higiyas Man? That's it. It's Chal completely. So the only thing is, if it's honest with the Kanta de Rabban, if the Chachamim prevented him from getting married, like if it's Higiyah Zman Be'echa B'Shabbos, so then we treat that as Lo Higiyah HaZman. It's like the Zman isn't here yet. So then it's impossible to say that the Yisuin are Gomrim. But if Higiyah Zman, it's not the Chachamim preventing him, even if he's Nenas, so she's Nensa. It's something beyond their control, but that doesn't matter. The Chachamim will kover midrabbanan the nisuim of nigmaru, the nisuim achal completely. B'sharas higiyazna. That's what we suggested within the Lishna Basra. So what should emerge then is that one of the nafkamina between this shaila, whether b'sharas agaz man there's a chalos nisuim, or there's no chalos nisuim b'chalal. The reason why ovos nisuim is because of a knas. One possible nafkamina might be what. Chalahu. Let's just talk about Chalahu. Forget about Chalsei. If Chalahu, if he's Nenas, do we say that he has to give Mizanos or not? If we say the Chiyah for Yezma Velonisu to give Mizanos is because of a Knas, so then if Chalahu, he doesn't have to give Mizanos. Let's talk about the Lishna Kamas. If we say Midrabana the Nisuin on Nigmir, the Nisuin on Kabichal, so then he will have to give Mizanos, even if Chalahu, even if he's Nenas. Okay? And that's the suffix of the Lishna Bas. That's what we suggest. But then we pointed out at the end of Shir that the Rishonim actually debate this explicitly. They debate this very point. Which Rishonim get involved in the act? The Ritva and the Ra'ah, right? The Shifta Meguazer, Zhen the Ra'ah. The Ritva and Afnun Zayin on that Mishnah says Beferish that if he gives man, it's as if Nechna Salachopa, even though there is no Nechna Salachopa. Imamish happens, it's Alpidin. It doesn't happen to Mitzias, it happens Alpidin. Perish al chelas v'chayim zan osteh, v'hu adim b'ksus v'parnasa, ki'ilu nichnas al-uchoba. Zog the Ritva, ochlus mishalo is because ki'ilu nichnas al-uchoba. It would appear that the Ritva is taking the second approach, a more expansive approach, that higiyazman is if the chinisu an achal mid rabbonan. Zog the Ritva, what's an afkemina? I'll tell you what an afkemina is. It's not only mizonos, v'hu gam kem zochem z'yoso umase yadar. What's the nafkamin according to the Ritva? Not only is the Baal, is the Chosan Mechuyev and the Chiyuvim of the Ishus, he has to give him his onos, but he even gets the Zechuyos of the Ishus. What's that? Asiya Daim and the Mitzia. If she works and there are wages, they go to the Chosan. If she finds something in the stream, Ashakan, Sishakana, Baila, he gets the Mitzios of the woman. The Zechuyos of the Ishus he gets as well. Why? If you assume that he gives Avlo Nisu, Ochlos Mishalo is only a Knas. It's a knas to marry her. So there's no reason that the Masiya Daim and the Mitzia should go to him. That's his chus. Why would he give him that? That's not a penalty. So apparently what the Ritva is assuming is that it's not just the knas. That's top of what he says. He says, Ki'ilu nechmasa l'chuba. It's as if the nishon achal. By contrast, the Shita Mechubes quotes the Ra'o, says, no, the Masiya Daim don't go to the husband. By Yovam. And by Arusa. V'chein hadin b'Arusa, the Masiyadayim don't go to him, v'yachol b'chein, chayev v'mizanoseh. There are splits. He says the Zechuyos, the Mitzia, the Masiyadayim don't go to the husband, but the Mizonos, he's mechuyev to give her. Chiyuvim, yes, Zechuyos, no. What's the Ra'ah saying? That if he has mamal onisu, ochos mishalo, is midin what? Not because the nisun of Benchal, it's not ke'ilu nichnasa l'chupa, but rather, knas. If it's only a knas, then the chiyuvim apply, but the zechuyos don't apply. That's how we explain. So it comes out interesting. If you just take it at face value, it comes out that there are two nafkamina between the two tzedim that we had. Right? He gives mamal onisu, ochos mishalo. Why? Is it because of a chalos nisun, the rabbanan? Or is it because of a knas? Nafkamina cholahu, if he's nenas. Nafkamina, if the Masiya Daim and the Mitzia go to the husband as well. Does he get the zchuyos of the ishus? Or does he only have the chiyuv? That's what we thought. That's what we thought. The problem is, how do we talk a paskin? How do we paskin in this gemara? We have a lishna kamel, we have a lishna basra, what's the psak halacha? It would appear from the way that we're explaining that the Ritva and the Ra'ah should argue about the din of cholahu. I should argue about the Psak Halacha. What's the din of Cholahu? According to the Ritva, even by Cholahu, we should be chayav to give mizanos. Right? Because it's not based on a knas. According to the Ra'ah, if it's based on a knas, then by Cholahu, he should not have to give them mizanos. So, according to the Ra'ah, stama we pass like the Lishna Kama. According to the Ritva, we certainly would not pass like the Lishna Kama. We pass like the Tzad and the Sovik of the Lishna Basra, that he's mechuyev to give mizanos even by cholahu. That's what you would think. The problem is, how does the gemara paskin? You got to plug in the gemara. You got to finish the sugya. We didn't finish the sugya. We didn't finish reading the sugya. So let's look at the gemara and see how we paskin, and then we'll see that we'll have to pedal back to try to understand what the Ritva really holds over here. And then Maybe we'll have to bring back the pshat of the two Davids. We'll see. Let's see the Gemara inside. Let's see the Lishna Basa together, because it's going to lead into today's shir as well. Ika deboi lo mibayi, sami es keshayi. Cholo hu mahu. Awesome time, amai mishim da onis, vachanani ha onis. Both by onis betakanti rabbanan and onis of cholo hu. There's an onis, so maybe they should be the same. If by onis betakanti the rabbanan we say that he's not chayav to give him his onis, then also if onis hu. Hodil mahasam onis betakanti the takin le rabbanan, ha cholo. Maybe there's a chilek between different onisim. Comes the Lishna Basa and says, "Imtim tzilam achol lohu ma'alal mizonos." If you say that if he's honest, there's a chiyuv to give mizonos. Chol sehi ma'hu. What's the din of chol sehi? If she's nemsa, matzi amala no haka imna. Can he say, "Look, I'm here, I'm ready. It's not my fault, not my problem. It's your problem. So I don't want to give you mizonos." Vilma matzi amala nistach basadeo. Maybe she can say, "Look, mazal chagaram. It's like your field got flooded. Your problem, your bad luck, so you should have to give me mizonos." Let's say she can tell him nistach v'sadeu. It's your bad mazel. Your bad mazel. I know that you're ready, but it's your bad mazel. It's your problem. You're acquiring me. I'm your sadeh. It's your bad mazel. And taka, in a case of chol sehi, she can demand mizonos from the Baal. She can demand the mizonos. She can say, "Nistach v'sadeh." It's taka the fault, the problem of the Baal. Pirsa nida mahu. What's the name of pirsa nida? Pirsa nida is not chalsa. Pirsa nida. Chalsa could be a bad mazel, but pirsa nida is not necessarily a bad mazel. So zogdigim rabishas vesta lo tiboy lach. There's no shayla bishas vesta. If it's a time when her cycle is coming, when she's supposed to see her period, Veses, your cycle. There's no shaylah lo matzia amrle nistach v'sadeu. She can't say nistach v'sadeu. It's not his bad mazel. Bad mazel means that it's not expected, and somehow he got some bad luck. I mean, we don't believe in bad luck, but okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezamein that it should happen to him, that his field should get flooded. But if it's b'shas vesta, then it's expected. If it's b'shas vesta, it's not his bad mazel. It happens to be that her Vesa, look, at the beginning of the 12 months, no one knows what the Vesa is going to be at the end of the 12 months. She says it, she has a period once a month, but it fluctuates. So if toward the end of the month, it's clear that that's her Vesa, that the Vesa is going to fall out on the day when it's Higiyah's man, that's not Mistafa Sadeh, because it's expected. Kiti Bailach, the Shaila, Pirsa Nida, Ishalo B'Shas Vesta. Let's say it's not when the period is expected. So that's the question. Can she say nistach v'sadeu or not? Ma kevel lo b'shas vesta havia matzia amalei nistach v'sadeu. Since it's shelo b'shas vesta, it's not expected, so then she can say nistach v'sadeu, because then there is a mazel element to it. She can say it's your bad mazel. Odil ma kevel dika noshi dekam b'sham yevestayu k'shas vesta domyu. Maybe since there are some women who do change. You know, at the time of the Gemara, to have a Vesas Kavua, to see exactly the same day of the month, month after month, was very common. How women typically don't function that way. They fluctuate a lot. But even at the time of the Gemara, people changed. You know, the seeing every day, every month of the same day, or the seeing the same interval, maybe every 25 days, or every 23 days, or every 30 days, or whatever, seeing at a certain interval, and then that changes. So because people can change, you can't say that just because it's Shas Vesta, it's understood that she's going to see, maybe people would change. So the fact that she didn't change, maybe she couldn't say Nistach V'sadeh, she could say that it's your Beit Mazel. So the Lishna Basa has a suffix. We don't know about Cholohu, we don't know about Chol Sahih, we don't know about Pir Sanida, a whole bunch of Shayas. There's other Gemara, Poshet Rav Achoi was Poshet the Shayla. What is he saying? What's the lotion of the Mishnah? Higiyas man velo nisu, ochlos mishalo ochlos betruma. That's the lotion. Higiyas man velo nisu. Lo nisu. Lo nasu lo katani. It doesn't say lo nasu, they didn't get married. If it would say lo nasu, so who is it mashma who didn't want to get married? Who is ma'akev? The chasan, the man. Lo nisu sounds like they didn't want to get married to them. Right? That's, that they didn't accept to get married. It sounds like we're talking about the women. Lo nasu lo katani. Ella lo nisu. Either come akfen in he, if the women simply are saying, I don't want to get married, I want to wait another week. My ochlos mishalova, ochlos mishumla. So what's the havamim? What's the shayla of the mid? Well, how can the Mishnah say that ochlos mishalo? They're preventing the chosen from doing it, and they should chote niskar? Right? Does that make any sense? They're preventing the chosen from getting married, and they should get the mishalos? How can that be? It must not be that they're actively saying that they don't want to get married. Lalavda isnes ki hagavna. Must be that they're anusos. Chalsa, pirsanida, nensa. Not that she of her own volition doesn't want to get married. Rather, she's nensa. Uktani ochos mishalova ochlos b'tshoma. And the Mishnah says that they do get mizono. So what do you see from that? So Rav Achoi, you see from that you can be poshe, the shayla of the lishna basra. That even if nensa, even if the woman is nensa, right, ochos mishalova. Kolshken, if he's nenas, if he's chala, kolshken ochos mishalova. But the finish is that even if nensa, ochos mishalova. So from the first Rav Achoi's statement shows that the maskon of the Gemara is that we can be poshet the shayla of the lishna basra to say that not only ochlos mishlova ochlos b'tshuma if he gives zman and the baal doesn't want to get married like on Wednesday, he doesn't want to get married of his own volition, but even if he's nenas, what's more, even if she's nensa, even if the kal is nensa, ochlos mishlova ochlos b'tshuma. Amar Rav Ashi, no, Ashi says I don't think so. Maybe in a chanami, if it's only an ones, maybe she's not going to eat. Pirsanida, cholsahi, maybe even cholahu. If he doesn't want to get married, he says, I want to wait. Then, ochlos mishalova, ochlos b'tshuma. But ones, maybe ones, taka, they're not going to be ochlos mishalova. Would become akvi inhu. Higiyas man velo nisu is not lo nisu, the women didn't want to get married. The women couldn't get married or didn't want to get married. No, it really means lo nasu, the men didn't want to get married. Kama akvi inu, they didn't want to get married. And it means not that they were nensu, but rather they of their own volition do not want to get married. Lo nasu, they refuse to get married now. They want to wait. They want to wait another week. They're not ready. It's still a final. They still have something to take. They just feel like they have to take care of other things. They can't get married now. If that's the case, so why does the Mishnah say Yezman? What? Velo nisu? Should say velo nasu. Rav Ashi, Medinu di by le misni lo nasu. Really should have said lo nasu. I did the Tana Reisha. Bidid he? Tananami sefer bidid he? But since the Reisha uses a lashon referring to the Kala, so the Sefer used the Lashon referring to the Kala as well. What's the ratio? What's the Lashon that's referring to the Kala and the ratio? What's the Lashon? Right. Nosdin lebesula shnei masar chodesh mishetava ba'alafarim esatzma. We talk about the besula, we talk about the Kala. So even though, yes, the Mishnah then continues and says, k'shem shenosdim le'isha, kach nosdim le'ish lefarim esatzma. It's tit for tat, right? It's both for the Yisha and for the Yish. But we start with the Basula. So because in the Reisha we start with the Basula, so that's why when we get to Yigir's Man, we say Velo Nisu, even though it could have said Velo Nisu. Should have said Velo Nisu. Rav Ashi assumes Lamaskana, and that's the last Pshat in the Gemara. The last Amar in the Gemara. Sounds like this is the way we paskin. That really, Kol Onsa Lo Ochla, by any Ones, Yigir's Man Velo Nisu, Velo Nisu Machmas Ones, they don't get Mizonas. There's no mizonos. Higiyas man velo nisu is talking about that the husbands don't want to get married. They refuse to get married. Then ochlos mishalova, ochlos b'tshuma. Then they do get mizonos. But any ones, whether mitzad the baal or mitzad the isha, there would be no mizonos. Shavashi's maskon. So what comes out according to the Gemara? According to the maskon of the Gemara, basically, who are we paskening like? Who are we paskening like from the original shitas that we were coached? Huh? Like the Lishna Kama, no, exactly. We're paskening like the Lishna Kama, according to the Maskana of the Gemara. That's what it sounds like. Right? Sirvashi Shita. And that's the way the Rambam paskens too. It's not surprising. That's the Maskana, that's the final shita in the Gemara. That she doesn't get mizonos if nen sahi or if nen asu. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus Paragid Alocha Yutes that we mentioned last time. He's chayiv if he gives man, he's chayiv to give him his zomus. If he gives man be'echa b'shabbos or be'er Shabbos, ain't a malal on his zomus. If it's be'echa b'shabbos, then no. Why? Because ain't a yochol lichmos, because he's not able to be konis. The chachamim prevented him from being konis. So you would say, okay, onis b'takana d'rabbanan, he can't be konis because the chachamim prevented him. So then we don't say ochos mishalo. But how about if he's nenas or she's nensa? Unclear. That's a suffix in the lishna b'asra. Dr. Rambam v'chein. Doesn't give his onus there. She can't get married. She can't get married until she goes to the mikveh or until she gets better. They can't live together if she's sick. He can't get married until he gets well. What does the Rambam say? That onus b'takana d'rabban is not the only case where he doesn't have to give his onus. But even if chalahu or chalsahi, even if nansa, where did the Rambam get that from? That's a suffix in the Lishna Basra. The Lishna Kama Paskin is like that, but it's a suffix in the Lishna Basra. The answer is the maskon of the Gemara, the Beis HaMebeis, is like the Lishna Kama. Right? It's Ravashi's psak. That's how the Magen Mishnah explains. Where did the Rambam get it from? He tells you. Where's the Magen Mishnah? So I ask you, according to the Ritva, how do you understand the Maskana of the Gemara? The Ritva is against the Maskana of the Gemara. The way that we explain. Why is it that he gives man the lo nisu? Ochos mishalom. Okay, why? Either it's a knas, or because there's a chalos nisu in the rabbanon. Right? In the Torah, it's not chal until they do a mais. B'shas hagos hazman. Okay? What's the din of chala? What's the din of chala? According to each one of these tzadim? Does it give him his onus or not? Chala. So if you were to say knas, the answer should be no. That's the lishna kama that we have. Right? Lefi. A bigger shmua. 8 times bigger shmua. Right? Remember? How about according to the second shot? Suffolk. Yes. Suffolk in the Lishna Basra, right? But according to the Lishna Kama, right? If you hold like the second shot, right? That there's a chalos nisun, what should be the din? Yes, he should be chayef to give him a dos, because the nisun will chal. The chachamim will kovei. If he gives man, the nisun should be chal. That's what you would think. What's the other issue that depended on these two questions? These two tzadim? Masi Adayim. Metziya. Does he get the zechuyos of the Nisuin? What's the din? So if you hold knas, no. And who says that? Ra'a. That's the ra'ah. If you hold that there's a chalos Nisuin, what should be the din? Yes. And who says that? The Ritva. But the problem is, we paskin like the Lishna Kama. Kol onsa lo ochla. We paskin like the Lishna Kama, that if nanasu, or even nansahi, right? It doesn't give mizonos. The Ritva is against the maskar of the Gemara. How can that be? How can that be? So I think the answer is that even though this is definitely the simple reading of the Gemara is a bit more complicated, as we described on Thursday. Right? David O and David G pointed out that you really could explain the Lishna Kama differently. You could explain the Lishna Kama even according to the second son. you really could say that even if Chalo, who doesn't have to give him a zonos, even if there is a chalos nisuin, that doesn't necessarily mean that he has to give her mizonos. Right? Doesn't necessarily mean that by chalahu. If there's a chalos nisuin, so then if of his own volition he refuses to get married, then avada he's got to give mizonos. Right? If the chassan refuses to get married, refuses to get married now, I mean, she's married to him. She's a mekudeshes. She's an Eishes Ish. He's got to marry her. He doesn't want to marry her, give her a get, but he can't keep her. He can't string her along. Because if he refuses to get married, I'm father, according to everyone, he's going to have to give his own. B'cholahu, he's not refusing to get married. Yechenisht, he says, I can't do it. Could you say that he's not mechuyev to give her mezonos, even if mishas igia azman, there's a chalos nisuin? Could you say that? So the answer is yes, you could say it. You could say that even if the chosen is mechuyev to give mezonos, if he refuses to marry her, b'cholahu, if he's nenas, taka, he doesn't have to give mezonos. Why? Because it could be that if he can't get married or she can't get married, that's like lo higia hazman. That's like if higia hazman be'echad b'shabbos, and the chachamim said that you can't marry until Wednesday. That's like lo higia hazman. It could be that if the chosan refuses to marry her now, shas higia hazman. So that's called higia hazman. He's mechuyev. He's got to give mizonos. If they're unable to get married, if they don't have the ability to get married, they can't live together, maybe he doesn't have to give mizonos. Not because the chiyuv to give mizonos to begin with is only a knas. So if he's nenas, we can't penalize him. No. Maybe taka the chiyuv to give mizonos is because midrabanan there's a chalos nisuin. And Taka, I'll prove it to you. There's a chalos nisuin. And the Masiya Daim and the Metzia also would taka go to him. He's mechuyev if he gives man and he refuses to marry her. He's mechuyev to give his onus, and the Masi Adayim and the Metzia go to him. He's mechuyev to give her and he gets the chuyos. Yes, like the Ritva. I so by cholahi, cholahu, cholsehi. Don't we paskin that by cholahu and cholsehi he's not mechuyev to give mizonos? Why? Why? The answer is because it could be that the reason why he's not marrying her is because of ones, because cholahu or cholsehi, that's like lo higia hazman. That's like lo higia hazman. That could be how the Ritva is going to learn the maskana of the Gemara. Okay. You know what? Let's write this a little bit better. Let's put this over here. Im mala lamazonos. If he refuses or if he's nenas. This is a different issue. Zuchuyos, right? What's the pshat over here? If you hold that higiyazman is like a chalos nisuin, says he's mechuyev to give his onus bechala who? So first, as we said, avada higiyazman. What's the question? According to the Ritva, no. The lishna kama lefi the Ritva would say that if chalahu is not mechuyev to give him mezonos, if he refuses to marry her, then taka he will have to give him mezonos, because that's higia hazman. Anytime it's higia hazman, there's a chalos nisuin. But according to the lishna kama, if chalahu he doesn't have to give mezonos, because chalahu equals lo higia hazman. And that's what David G and David O pointed out. It's meduik in the Rambam. It's very meduik in the Lashon of the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes, V'cheinim chalahu ohi, o shapir sanida, k'sheigi hazman, eino malo lamazonos. Why? So if we learned the Lishna Kama like the Birka Shmuel, it should have said, well, if he's nenas, we can't force him to pay mezonos. Ones, mention something about ones. The Rambam doesn't say anything about ones. Sharei ena ru'uya linasei ad shetitar, v'chein hu ena yochal lisa isha ad shiyavri. They're incapable of getting married. So what? So what that they're incapable of getting married? What does that have to do with anything? According to this pshat, it's beautiful. The focus of the Rambam is that if they're incapable of getting married, it's not shayach to say that he should have to give mezonos. And it's v'chein, he's connecting. Just like if he gives man be'echa b'shabes, he doesn't have to give mezonos. Why? Why if he gives man be'echa b'shabes? Because if he's honest, b'takadet rabbanon, it's as if lo he gives man v'chein, imcholohu, achol sehil, or pirsanida, that's also like lo he gives man, because they're incapable of getting married. If they're incapable of getting married, it's just like the Chachamim telling them, you can't get married. Right? It's not because of knas. No! The real reason why he gives mazonos, so if he refuses to marry, he's got to give mazonos, that's because he gives man means that at midrabbanan there's a chalos nisuin. But there's only a chalos nisuin if he gives man. But if the Chachamim say it's not the time, then it's low he gives man. He doesn't have to give mazonos. If chalahu or if chal sahi, if they're nensu and they can't get married, they're incapable of getting married, that's also lohi giyazman. It's lohi giyazman, so then there's going to be no chiyuv to give mezonos. So you can have the ritva shita that if he giyazman and the husband refuses to give mezonos, then he not only is chayav to give mezonos, but he gets the zuchuyos of the ishus as well. You can have the ritva shita and eat it too, right? You can have the ritva shita and there's no problem. The maskana of the Gemara is that if chalahu, he doesn't have to give his mezonos. But why? Two different reasons. One reason is that he gives mezonos nisu ochos mishalo is only because of a knas. So if he's nenas, the knas can't apply, can't be penalized. According to the Ritva, that's not the pshat. According to the Ritva, the maskana, he gives mezonos nisu ochos mishalo is not because he's nenas, so the knas can't apply. No, it's a chalos nisu in the rabbanan. Right? So he gives mezonos, if he refuses, he has to give him his own oath, because then he's soon have been chal. But if chalahu or chal sahi, since they're incapable of getting married, so then it's not higiyas man, and the nisun are not going to be chal, and that's why he's not going to have to give his own oath. Okay? So it wasn't just the pshat, a possible pshat in the Lishna Kama that the David suggested, that Eitan Gavin also discussed a little bit there. Right? The Ritva, I think, has to learn like that pshat, which seems to be the way that the Rambam learned. Why does the Ritva have to learn like that pshat? Because everyone is forced to say l'maskana, we pass them like the Lishna Kama. That if chala hu, he doesn't have to give mezonos. I can explain according to the Ritva. Must be that the Ritva says, even the Lishna Kama is not beholden to the knas pshat. You can learn the second pshat, that he gives mavel nisu, ochos mishlo, because of a chalos nisuin. But he just says that if chala hi, if chal sahi, or chala hu, it's like the nisuin have not been chal. It's like lo hi giyazman. And if it's lo hi giyazman, then there's no chiyuv to give mezonos. Okay. Question. Shall we?
So we need to understand the case of Chalahu as the prophet said that he got sick before the Guzman, because if Guzman already arrived and then he was sick, so the Guzman was already fine.
I hear. Saying if the Zman already came, so then that is he gives man. What, we're going to turn back the clock once it's already Chal? This is very difficult. It must be that Chalahu beforehand. That's what you're saying. According to the Ritva, at least, right, it would have to be Cholahu before him. We can't flip it back and forth. If you're learning a Knas Pshat, so then that's a suffix we have, right? Do you say that we lock it in at the moment of Higiyazman? That if Nenas Pshas Higiyazman, then Taka is Potter, but if he was not Nenas and then later he becomes Cholah, then we won't lock it in, right? Who's that a machlokus between? Rishalmi and Rashi, right? Right, but according to the Ritva, if it's all a function of whether there's a chalos nisuin, lechori yitaka right shalom. If chola before he gives man, then we can say it's like it's low he gives man. That's why he doesn't have to give his onus. But if he wasn't a chola b'shas he gives man, so then the ishus has been chal. The ishus has been chal. So then you can't turn it back later. Okay. Let's look further into the suffix of the Gemara Nesfach Vasodeim. I think Eitan Gavrin was very troubled by this suffix. So we got here. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit more. We discussed it, you know, briefly on Thursday, but now we're going to flesh out some of the nakudas that we mentioned on Thursday. So what did the Lishna Vasra say? Imtim tzilam achalahu ma'ala l'mezonos. Achalahu, he has to give him mezonos. What's the din of chol tzahi? Can he say, look, the ikuv is not mitzidi, it's not because of me, it's because of you? Or can she say, no, nistach vasadei. Nistach vasadei. It's your bad mazel. I belong to you, I'm like your soda. If your soda is flooded, so then it's your the problem of the bala soda. I'm like your soda, the staff was there, so therefore you should have to give mezuzahs. So we discussed Rashi with the Ramban, what does Nistachva Sadeo mean? Not for now, that we talked about already. What does Nistachva Sadeo really mean? I mean, how can the woman say Nistachva Sadeo? What, she's the Soda of the Baal? What's that for? What's meant us? That the woman is the Soda of the Baal? How are you talking? Well, what kind of a strange idea is that? So Taisus on Beis and Beis fills us in a little bit. Matzi Amal Nistachva Sadeo, Ve'enu Yocholito, the other Abba Mazalagoran. He can't say, no, it's not my bad mazel, it's your bad mazel. You know, they'll have a fight back and forth. Whose mazel is it? Your mazel, my mazel. So, the Gemara says, there's a tzad that she can say Nistachva Sadeo. So, on that side, obviously he can't turn back to her and say, no, it's your bad mazel, not my bad mazel. How can she say that it's the mazel of the Haas Chosin? It's Kevin Lamifka da Prevarivya. She's not Mitzvah Mitzvah Peruvu. Loma Ansha. Kedamina Babal Yimto. The woman is not mitzvah peruvu, so you can't say Nistachva Sadeo, what it's her problem. It's not her problem. She's the chefs of the Baal's mitzvah. She's the chefs of the Baal's mitzvah. It's the Baal who's the Baal HaMaisa. So Chametz Chaim is the first crowd that says, that's why she can say Nistachva Sadeo. It's doch your mitzvah. So the mazel is your bad mazel. I'm just the chefs of your mitzvah. So that's why she can say Nistachva Sadeo, it's the bad mazel of the Baal. Interesting idea. Because, you know, well, why does the mitzvah define her as the chefs of the Baal? Okay, that's the first shot. But then the second shot, I think much simpler shot in a sense. The Ode, the Ha'isha Yisoda Shalabal, Ve'inabal Soda Shalab. Who is a Soda of the other one? The Baal is not the Soda of the woman. The woman is the Soda of the Baal. What does that mean, the woman is the Soda of the Baal? Feel. Chorit means that the Baal is Kona the woman. He's doing the Maisa Kenyan, the Baal is taking the active role, and the woman, she's not a Soda, literally, right? Chalila, right? That's not the way that you treat a wife. But she's the acquisition of the Baal. The Baal is the active partner, she's the more passive partner. He gives her the Kesef. So, no hamal, she's the Chefts of the Baal's Kiddushin, the Chefts of the Ishes, the Chefts of the Nisuin. So that's why she can say this Nistachva Sadeo, she can say it's your bad mazel. The Tzadah Shav of both Deus and Tosa seems to be that the husband is used as the Baal HaMaisa and the woman is used as the Chefts of the Baal. Either she's the Chefts of the Mitzvah of Puravu of the Chassan, or she's the Soda of the Chassan. Soda of the Baal. Soda of the Baal. So therefore, since she's the Chefts of the chassan, the chassan is the Baal HaMaisa, so therefore she can say Nistachva Sadeo, I'm just your sada, so it's your bad mazah. I know, I'm the one preventing, but I'm just your sada, so therefore, since I'm only your chef, so we can say Nistachva Sadeo, it's your bad mazah, and I can't be held responsible for that, you have to give the zones to me. So, according to the second pshat in Tosis, it sounds like the reason why she can say Nistachva Sadeo is Mamish, she's like the Soda of the Baal, right? That is the simpler pshat, simply because that's the Lashon of the Gemara, Nistachva Sadeo, she's the Soda of the Baal. She's the Mammon of the Baal. The question is, what does that mean? What does that mean that she's the Mammon of the Baal? If you tell me she's the Mammon of the Baal because the husband is Kone, the Isha, so then what's the other tzad in the suffix of the Lishna Basra, that she can't say Nistachva Sadeo? If you say that the fact that the husband is kona the isha b'shalosh b'rochin b'kesef sh'tarubia, that makes the woman the soda of the Baal. So, okay, it's poshut, she's the soda of the Baal. She can say nistachva sadeo. So, of course, it's chayav to give him his honest. What's the other side to say that she can't say nistachva sadeo? But the truth is that this idea that the woman is the soda of the Baal is a little difficult to say. I mean, I know that he's doing the Kesef Shtar Ubiya, he's doing the Maisa Kinyan, but does that sit well with you, that the woman is the Soda of the Baal? The woman is the Soda of the Baal. I mean, yes, the Mishnah later on in Ksubas does say that a woman is mechuyev to do certain melachas for the Baal. Right? If, you know, there's a different division of labor in a marriage, right? Different things that the partners have to do. The chassan and the kalas at the time of the Gemara, the chassan will go out and make a living, and the woman had to take care of the affairs of the household. If they make a different arrangement, like many do nowadays, then that's fine. There's no issa. Right? But at the time of the Gemara, this is what was done, time of the Mishnah. Ve'ilu melacha she'isha osa labayla, tochenes, ve'ofa, mechabeses, mevasheles. Right? She has to prepare the food, and she does the laundry, menikas v'na, she nurses the child. I think this man is also, the woman is the only one doing that. Matzas lo hamita, she makes the beds, osa batzemeh, right? The household chores, the woman is mechuyev to do certain melachas for the husband. And the husband is mechuyev to make a living. He's mechuyev to support the wife, like he says in the ksuba. Hana esloch v'oker v'ezen v'afarnes yasichi lichi. Right, he's going to support her, and he's going to treat her properly. Says it in the ksuba. Right, this is not like an old wives' tale. It says in the ksuba that you're going to do. Got to do it. Right, he's going to support her and give her ksus and give her zonos, and treat her properly, live with her properly. Right, so each one is mechuyev certain things to the other. So you can say, well, you see, she's mechuyev. She's mechuyev to. No, husband has a worker for himself. She has to prepare the food. And that's not a kinyan haguf. It's not like the husband is a kinyan haguf in his wife. She's not an eved of the husband. It's not an eved kinyan. Chalila. The pashup shot in that Mishnah is that she's meshuba to the vow. It's not a kinyan begufa. Right? Ka'avdo, kishoro, v'chamoro. Come on. That's what a kinyan ishus is about. That he's Kona, the woman Bikinyan Mamin. Aisha Nikes Bishalosh Drachim. Okay, from that mission it sounds like he is Kona, the woman, a little bit. From the mission in Ksubas Hadaf and Tes, sounds like he is Kona, or he has some kind of a lean on her. But you don't have to say that. Not that you could say that she's Meshubit to do Melachas for the Baal, like a poil. Right, a worker. There's no kinyan aguf in the poil for the balabais. The poil has to work. He has to cut the food off the trees, or he has to cook for the balabais. But we wouldn't say that the balabais is a kinyan aguf in his work. Maybe the kinyan of ishus as well. It's not like he has a kinyan aguf in his wife. Chalila, who says he has a kinyan aguf in his wife? Rabbi Willard tells the story that when he was learning in Karen Biavna, once he took a bus. In Eretz Yisrael, so he took a bus, and they were learning Kiddushin that year. So he wanted a chazer on the bus. So he opens his Gemara Kiddushin, the first Mishnah, Isha Mikdash B'Shal Hashrachim, Kesef Shtarabiyah. And, you know, he's looking at the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosis, and he feels that someone is looking over his shoulder. Like he doesn't want to turn to the side. You know, he's sitting next to a woman, he doesn't want to turn to the side. Can't imagine that someone is looking over his shoulder, watching what he's learning, but he's like continuing to learn, and he just feels that someone is peering down his back. So he doesn't know what to do. So after a while, he turns to the side, and he sees that there's a woman who's looking straight at the Gemara, and she turns to him and says, "Mazot omeret ha'ishani knet." So he was thinking of telling her, "Look, it's not. It doesn't really mean what you think it means." But he decided he would just drop it. Didn't really pay. The truth is that kasha is asked by the Ramban. Right, the Ramban is this kasha. The Ramban in Kiddushin. Aisha Nignes B'Shalosh Drachim. The Gemara says, why does it say Shalosh? Just tell me. Aisha Nignes B'Kesher Shtaru Biya. Minyana Duresh L'Mu'ute Mai. There's a little bit of a give and take in the Gemara. And then it says, L'Mu'ute Chalipin. She's nicknamed because of Sharabir, but not for Khalifa. Khalifa means you take a suda, take a handkerchief or a pen or a yarmulke or something, and it's a symbolic kinyan that demonstrates a transfer of ownership. That's a shayla. Who gives the suda? Who gives the handkerchief? So we pass in a kalev shalkone. The one who acquires gives the kli to the other one. So the husband would give the handkerchief to the woman, and he acquires the woman. So you would think that she'd be able to be nicknamed the chalipin. L'me'ute chalipin. It says b'shalosh drachim l'me'ute chalipin to come to exclude chalipin. Sata daita chamina ho v'gamar kicha kicha m'steyefra masada mikneh b'chalipin avi shenami mikneh b'chalipin kamash malam. I would think that maybe she should be nicknamed the chalipin. Why? Well, what's the hamish she should be nicknamed the chalipin? Keser Shtar Bia is enough of a chiddush. We need Makoros to tell me that Keser Shtar Bia. Why would I think b'chalifin? I'll tell you why. Mar says, why is an isha nignes b'kesef? We learn it out of kicha kicha. We learn it from Gzeira Shava of Stei Ephraim. That in kinyan of a sadeh, kesef can work. So therefore, kigach ish isha, in kinyan of kedushin, kesef works also. Says Akta Gemara, once you're comparing kinyan of isha to kinyan of sadeh, I think chalifin should work there too. Chalifin works by sadeh, it should work by isha also. Kamash malon, it doesn't. L'me'ute chalifin. L'me'ute chalifin. L'me'ute chalifin, but why? Now we have to understand what's the kamash malon. So the Gemara says, "Ve'imah chanami, maybe chalipin taka should work." No, chalipin is the v'parach mishavapruta, v'ishavapruta mishavapruta, lo mekanya nafsha. Chalipin can even be v'parach mishavapruta. The suda doesn't have to even be worth a shavapruta because the whole thing is just a symbolic transfer. In fact, the Gemara in different places points out that the suda goes back to the owner. The chassid might give the suda. Oh, well, forget a chassid. The makne might give the suda to the kone. Then the kone. No, the kone will give the suda to the makne. The kone acquires the suda, and then the makne gives the suda back to the kone. Right? Because he never had it in mind to actually acquire the suda. The kone never had in mind to give the suda to the makne. Suda, chalipin is kni al manas lahaknos. It's a kinyan that you take the suda in order to be makne. But once you do the kinyan, then the suda taka goes back. It doesn't have to be a shavakuta. It's not like you get me. There's no payment here. It's a symbolic gesture that there's a transfer of ownership on the field. The problem is, a woman is not nicknames for Pachos Mishavapruta. What does that mean? Pachos Mishavapruta lo mekanya nafsha. My whole is Rashi and Tais is not for now. We're not learning Kiddushin here. Okay? But that's the shock of the time of the Gemara. That I would have a havamina that a woman should be nicknames for Chalipin because we learn Kesef, Kicha, Kicha, Mesei Ephraim. We compare King of Isha to King of Asadis. So I think that if we learn Kinyan Kesa from Sada to Isha, we should learn Kinyan Chalipin from Sada to Isha. Kamashmal and Chalipin is different for some reason. Chalipin's different. The Gemara explains why Chalipin is different. Comes the Ramban and says, once the Gemara tells me that we do learn Kinyanim of Sada to Isha, so okay, Chalipin's excluded because of a technical problem, as the Gemara says. But let's not exclude other Kinyanim of Sada. Maybe Taka other Kinyanim of Sada do apply to Isha. What's the example the Ramban wants to give? Which Kenyan? Chazaka? Chazaka? Koshali, Ela Mayata, Tikna Isha, but Chazaka, Dumi, the Soda. You want to tell me Chalipin's excluded because of a technical reason. Isha, Pachal, Shavapru, the Loma Kanya Nafsha. Okay, that doesn't apply to Chazaka. What's a Kenyan Chazaka? What's a Kenyan Chazaka by Soda, first of all? What's a Kenyan Chazaka by Soda?
The first 3 years.
Three words. What's a Kenyan Chazaka by Soda? No. Cheskas Gimel Shonim is a Cheskas Raya. I'm very glad you said that. Cheskas Gimel Shonim is not a Cheskas Kenyan. That's a Cheskas Raya that a Kenyan took place. That's not how the Kenyan was consummated. The Kenyan was consummated with Kesev, with Shtar, with Kazaka, with a Kenyan that transfers ownership from the Makna to the Kone. You want to have a proof that transfer took place? Oh, Cheskes Gimel Shonim. Right? If you have Cheskes Gimel Shonim, meaning you're sitting on the field and eating the fruits of the field for 3 years, that's the best Raya that a sale must have taken place, because if not, then the previous owner would never have allowed you to do that. That's a Raya. That's not a Kenyan. What's Chazaka by Sada that's a Cheskes Kenyan? What's the Kenyan of Chazaka?
Nal
Gadar Parts, exactly. If you improve the land. Improve the land. Nal, if you lock the fence, or as some rishonim say, you put the lock on the door, you add the lock to the door. Gadar, you make the fence, or parat, you broke the fence. So you're changing the tzura of the land, or actually improving the land. Parat, that means you made an opening, so now you can go in, right? Or gadar, that means you can keep people out. Okay, that's a kinyan chazaka on Sunday. Now, how's Chazaka going to relate to Isha? With Nal, Gadar, Parats? What does that mean? So this Chazaka clearly is not the Chazaka of Sodom, rather it's the Chazaka of what? Evet. Evet Kanani also is nicknamed the Chazaka. That's a mission in Kedushin of Chavez. What's the Chazaka when it comes to Evet? Usage of the Evet. you use the eved, if you're machzik in the eved, right? You get the eved to carry your towel to the Beis HaMerchatz, you get your eved to work for you, that's also chazaka. It's a different type of chazaka. It's not no other part. It's a different chazaka. But that's what the Gemara says in Kedushin, you can be konen eved k'nayni b'chazaka. So Mestama, that's what the Ramban had in mind. That just like chazaka works by sada, we should have a chazaka that works by isha, a usage of the wife. If you derive benefit from the woman, so deriving the benefit, if she washes your clothing, or she makes a supper, etc., so maybe you should be able to acquire her, bikinin chazaka, dumi de sada. So for the Ramban, you exclude a chalipin for a technical reason. But you're not excluding any other kinyan of the sada. The chara other kinyan of the sada, you can learn kicha kicha mistei afram. The holokasha, zok the Ramban, chazak is not a kasha. Come on. You can remember, kevin shein gufa konui, lo shaycha bo chazaka. Since the gufa ish is not going to be nikna to the baal, chazak is not shaykh. Chazak is only a kinyan that shaykh if you're konu the gufa adavar. So if you're konu the gufa karka, then I understand chazak is going to be shaykh. But by isha, come on. You're not konu the gufa isha. I she's nicknames because of Shtar Rubia? Okay. We'll get to it. She has to work for the Baal? Okay. The fact that she has to work for the Baal doesn't mean that he has a kinyan aguf in the Isha. It might just be a Shibud. It doesn't have to mean that he has a kinyan aguf for the Isha. Understood that she has to work for him. A shibut, a lien, right? A tviya, he can be toveya that she should work for him. But a kinyan aguf, ka'avdo, kishoro, kachamoro, kisodeyu? Not necessarily. So what does the Mishnah mean, that Isha is nicknamed the Keser Shtar Biyah? Well, what does that mean? Doesn't that Mishnah sound like there's a Kinyan Aguf? That he's acquiring her? Keser Shtar Biyah? The answer is no. It could be that the Mishnah at the beginning of Kedushin is simply telling me that for the Ishas to be Chal, for the status of Ishas to be Chal, there has to be a Maisa Kinyan. The Baal is doing a Maisa Kinyan, he's not acquiring his wife, Kishoro, Kachamoro, he doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf in the Kinyan. No, not at all. But he has to do a Maisa Kinyan. Not just because we don't want her to retract, we don't want her to be Chozeba. No. To create the Chalos of Ishus, you need a Maisa Kinyan. Now why? Why? What's the reason for that? If you don't need a Maisa Kinyan by Poyel, if I agree to work for someone else, if we do a kinyan, so then I can't be chozeh, I can't retract, I can't say I don't want to do it. But that's it. That's all the kinyan accomplishes, that I can't do chazar, I can't retract. But when it comes to ishus, the kinyan is doing much more than that. It's not just to prevent chazara. It is something significant, because if it weren't doing something significant, why do I need a whole mishnah? Kesef shtar ubi, what's the purpose of the mishnah? We know already from Paya. There has to be some kind of a kinyan to prevent chazar. And how is Bia, what Bia is a kinyan by Isha, and that's only preventing chazar? Doesn't sound like that. From all the psukim, it sounds like these kinyanim are achieving something. They're achieving Ishas. They're creating the chalos Ishas. They're not just preventing chazar. So what exactly are they achieving? If you tell me that the Baal is a kinyan woman, his wife, he has a kinyan aguf, Isha niknet mamish, like the woman on the bus. Right? Or like she didn't want to say, so then I understand, I need a Maisa Kinyan to create the Kinyan Aguf that the husband has in his wife. But if the Pshat is, he doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf, he has a Shibud, he can demand of her to work for him, just like she can demand support from him, but he can demand from her. So then, what's the significance of Keser Shtar Ubiya? What does the Maisa Kinyan do? It's just preventing Chazar? It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like that Maisa Kinyan is actually creating Ishus. So what Kinyan is it creating? So someone has suggested that the Kinyan that's created when it comes to Ishus is not a Kinyan Mama, but rather it's what's called a Kinyan Issa. There are two types of Kinyanim that we find. We find Kinyan Mama and we find Kinyan Issa. What does that mean, a Kinyan Issa? So let me give you an example from a Gemara Kedushin. Mishnah in Kiddushin on Afidal and Ovei says that an Eved Ivri is Nikne Bekesef. Just one second, please. Eved Ivri Nikne Bekesef Ubishtar, Bekona Atzo Bishonim Ubiyovel Ubigiro and Kesef. Eved Ivri, of course, is not like Eved Kanaimi. The Eved Ivri is a full-fledged Jew. He's chayav in mitzvahs. Ke'ish. Full-fledged Jew. There's just one difference. That his Adon can give him Shivcha Kanaimis, right? He can give him a Shivcha Kanaimis, and the Velados go to the Master. That's the only difference. But he's a full-fledged Jew. He's Nikne Bekesef Ubishtar, and he's calling himself Bishonim. What does Shonim mean? How many Shonim? This week's parasha, right? How many next week's parasha. How many Shonim? 6 years, right? After 6 years, the Eved Ivri goes out. Or Biovel. If Yovel comes before the 6 years, he goes out Biovel. Ubigiron Kesef. Let's say he paid, let's say the Adam paid him a certain amount to work for him. Let's say the Adam paid him $60 for 6 years. He's not going to get it for more than 6 years. He paid him $60, so he was Kona each year for $10. So if the Eved Ivri wants to go out before this month, he has to pay back. So let's say he worked for the Adam for 3 years. So to go out, he needs a Giron Kesef of $30. If someone helps him, if someone gives him some money, and he can pay the Adam $30, and he'll go out before the end of the 6 years because he does Giron Kesef. He reduces the amount of Kesef that he's chayv. This is what the Mishnah says in Daf Yudalef and Beis. Comes to the Gemara in Daf Chazayin Amud Aleph and adds that not only can an Eved Ivri be Kones Atzvo B'Shon and B'Yovel and B'Giron Kesef, he's also Kones Atzvo B'Shtar. Kona v'kones atzo b'kesef v'bishar b'kesef u'bishtar. He must be called himself b'shtar. He's nikne b'shtar, and he's kones atzo b'shtar. What does that mean, he's kones atzo b'shtar? So the Gemara is a havamina. Maybe shtar just means kosav l'shtara adome. Shtar his chayvus, maybe the Adon writes to the Eved Ivri that I owe you $100. It's like, you know, it's a certain amount of money. He's giving the money back. Right, or excuse me, that the Eved is writing a Shtar Adami, who write an IOU to the Adam, that I'm going to pay you a certain amount of money. So that's the case. Frek the Gemara says Shtar is Kesef. What's the difference? Right, that's like Kesef, like Shavu Kesef is worth something because he can go and collect that money. Right, so Zok the Gemara, no, Shtar doesn't mean the Kesef LeShtar Adami, but rather Shichar, a Shtar Shichar, just like an Eved Knaini can go free with a shtar shechra, that the Adon writes a shtar to the Eved that you belong to yourself, I no longer own you. A shtar shechra. A shtar shechra is like a get isha, similar. It's another type of, there are many comparisons the Gemara and Gittin makes between a shtar shechra and a get isha. Eved Ivri, Zok the Gemara, also, the Adon can write a shtar shechra to the Eved Ivri, and the Eved Ivri is going to go free. So for the Gemara, if shtar means shtar shechra, what is it necessary for? All the shtar shechra does is it says that the Eved Ivri goes free. Hare at la'atzmacha. You belong to yourself. You're free. So, for the Gemara, shtar, shechra, shtar, lomali. What do you need the shtar for? Lomali v'apetre zil. Just, he should say in front of two people, zil, go out. He should be moichel him. He should just say, goodbye, Charlie. Right? It's finished. It's over. I'm moichel the rest of the shonim, and that's it. You don't have to work anymore. On my Rava, so comes Rava and says, no, mechila is not going to work. You need a shtar shechra. Lemele ba'ape trezil is not going to work. Why? Zo someres, Eved Ivri gufo kone, v'harav shemachal al girono, en girono mochal. Eved Ivri gufo kone, the guf of the Eved is kone to the master. Because it's kone to the master, mechila is not going to work. Mechila can work on a shibud mamon, but it's not going to work on a kinyan aguf. What does that mean? The Adon owns the Eved Ivri legufo? He owns the gufo Eved? That doesn't make any sense. He can't sell him. Eved Knaini, yeah, Itaka owns the Gufa Eved, and he can sell him to someone else. Eved Ivri, he's a full-fledged Jew. You can't sell it. You can't sell the Eved Ivri to anyone else. So what does that mean, Eved Ivri Gufa Kone? What kind of a strange notion is that? So both the Ramban and the Ritvaim Kedushin have the same Yisrael. They say it's not that the Adon owns the Eved Ivri, but Kinyan Aguf Mamish. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean what you think it means. It doesn't mean he owns the Gufa of the Eved Mamish. What it means is that he's in control of the status of the Eved vis-a-vis Issa v'Heter. not only does he have a kinyan mamon in the eved, he has a shibud, I should say, le'inyan mamon, but he has a kinyan iser in this eved. He's in control of the eved vis-a-vis iser. The Ramban says, not only when it comes to eved ivri, when it comes to eved k'naini, there certainly is a kinyan iser. That the adon is in control of the iser v'heter of the eved. How does the eved k'naini status of the iser v'heter change because he belongs to the master? Changes in very significant ways. The eved k'naini is chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha. Right? The eved k'naini is chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha. If he is owned by an adon who's a kohen, he can eat truma. Right? He's also b'vas Yisrael. He's mutter b'shevcha k'nainis. Shevcha k'nainis is not a goya. She's chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha. The eved k'naini changes his status when he's acquired by the Yisrael. Right? And the Yisrael not only makes him chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha, he not only makes him a partial Yisrael, but he can be meshacher him and make him a full-fledged ben chorin. Right? He can be mater him b'vas Yisrael. He can aser him b'shevcha k'nainis. He can aser him b'truma. He can be mechayev him in mitzvahs ke'ish. He can change his status b'isa v'hetka completely. As after Ramban, the status, the kinyan issa that the Adam has in the Eved K'nai is very similar to the kinyan ishus. What's the lashon of the Ramban? Aber kach nirli, the kevah the shnei kinyan and hein ba'avdus, echa kinyan mamon, lu kinyan demaisa yadon, ve'echa kinyan issa. Shnei kinyan and ba'avdus, what kind of ba'avdus is he referring to? Initially, the Ramban is not talking about Eved Ivri, he's talking about Eved K'naini. You see clearly from his examples, there are two kinyan and ba'avdus. One is a kinyan mamon. Then he has a kinyan regarding Master Yadayim, he can force him to work for him. But he also has a kinyan Yisrael. Shu also b'vas Yisrael, he asks him b'vas Yisrael. That's not true by an Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a b'vas Yisrael. He's allowed to marry a Shevcha K'nainis too, but he's mutter b'vas Yisrael. Upotro mi miktas mitzvahs, he parters the Eved from miktas mitzvahs. That's not an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is chayav in all tariag mitzvahs. The Eved K'naini is potter in miktas mitzvahs. Zogter Ramban, Shnei Kinyonim Hem Ba'avdus. There are two Kinyons. The Kinyon Mamon is a Kinyon Isser. The Kinyon Aguf HaZeh, Zogter Ramban, Nifka Al Yidei Get Cheirus. Ve'eno Nifka B'dibur. You can't be Mafkia Kinyon Aguf B'dibur Ba'alma. Only B'get Cheirus. You need a Get. You need a Maisa to be Mafkia the Kinyon Aguf. The Kinyon Isser. The Kinyon Isser. Dr. Rabban, Doma Lakinian Isha, similar to Isha's, Shutzara Get Latiro. The Isha also needs a get to be matter. Why? Because of the Kinyan Mammon of the Baal. Come on. He doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf in the woman. But he has a Kinyan Issa. Because the Kesef Shtar Ubiya that they did B'Shas Kedushin changed her status vis-a-vis Issa V'Heter. Ein Kedushin Tovsin Be'eshes Ish. If she's Mezana, she's Chayev Misa. There's an Afgamina Le'inyan Issa V'Heter. If her Baal is a Kohen, she can eat Truma. So that Kinyan worked to change her status vis-a-vis Issa V'Heter. That's why it's called a Kinyan Issa. It's a Kinyan because he did a Maisa Kinyan, and he's in control. He's in control to give her the status change and to take away the status change. He's in control with Kesef Sharobia. He's in control with the Get. He can take away the status change of the woman, and then Kiddushin will be Tofsin, but once again. And if she's Mizana, she's not. There's no Chiyuv Misa. She's not an Eishes Ish. There's no Chiyuv. Dr. Ramban, by an Eved Ivri, the same is true. The Eved Ivri also, there's a Kenyan Issa to the other. That's what Rava means when he said when he says that Eved Ivri is Gufa Kanan. The other has a Kenyan Issa in the Eved. And it's nifka, it's eno nifka below get, bein be'ishus, bein be'avdus. The Rabban is making a comparison between avdus and ishus. Avdus, bein be'eved k'naini, bein be'eved ivri, there's a kinyan issa, of course, by an eved ivri, it doesn't accomplish as much, there's less of a status change. Right? But there is a status change, both by eved k'naini and by eved ivri. And what is that comparable to? Ishus. Ramban says the same is true by Kinyan Ishus. That's what Ha'isha Nignes B'Shol Adrach HaMekesef Shtar Biya means. It means that the husband does a Kinyan, he does a Maisa Kinyan, and through that Maisa Kinyan, he changes the status of his wife vis-a-vis Issa V'Hetem. That's what it might mean. It doesn't have to mean that he has a Kinyan Aguf in the woman. If he were to have a Kinyan Aguf in the woman, so then we talk, could ask ourselves, why is she not Nignes B'Chazaka, just like by Sada? Right? The simple answer is he doesn't have a kinyan hagluf in the woman. Aye, so what is Keser Sharabia coming to accomplish? To prevent chazara? Come on, that's all it's accomplishing? It sounds from the Mishnah, it's creating ishus. The answer might be, yeah, it is creating ishus. Creating a kinyan issa. Just like Avdus has a kinyan moment and a kinyan issa related to it, so too, ishus has a kinyan issa related to it. She's not the kinyan hagluf. The woman is not the kinyan hagluf of the Baal. But there is a kinyan issa. Through the Maisa kinyan, the status of issa v'heder of the woman is changed. And that's what the husband is accomplishing. So, it seems to me, perhaps this could be the suffix of the Lishna Basa. Again, pedaling back to Ksubis on the base. The Lishna Basa had a suffix. Can the woman say Nistach Vasadeo? Can she say that if Chol Sahi, she can say, look, even though I'm the one preventing the Nisun from being consummated, it's your bit mazel. I'm your sada, like the second pshat in place is the simpler pshat. I'm your sada, and therefore it's your problem. So we said, what's the other tzad in the suffik? Right? There's a suffik in the Gemara, suffik in the Lishna Basa, whether she can say nistach vasadeo or she can't say nistach vasadeo. What taka is the suffik? If she's the sada of the Baal, then what's the tzad to say that you can't say nistach vasadeo? If she's not the sada of the Baal, so then what's the having to say she could say nistach vasadeo? The Lashon of Tosis sounds like she is the sada of the Baal, at least according to that tzad. So what's the other tzad of the suffix? It could be that this is what the Gemara is mistaping about. What's the nature of the kinyan ishus? Is the kinyan ishus taka creating a kinyan aguv that the Baal has in his wife? She's not kesadeh, okay. She's not going to be kesodeh, she's not keshoah, she's not kechamorah. I'm not saying it's that far. Right? But he has a kinyan aguf. He has a kinyan aguf for the woman. Taka omzer. Halachically, there is a kinyan aguf. If we were to say that there is a kinyan aguf in the woman, so then it makes sense that she can have a svar of the stafa sadeh. The other tzad in the Lishna Basra is assuming, perhaps, that the husband never had a kinyan aguf in his wife. We never had a havamin of such an idea. Right? But rather, he only has a shibud. Right? He can force her to work for him. He has a responsibility to support her, to give her mizonos, to do whatever he has to do in order to be able to feed her. But she has a responsibility to do the household chores. So that's a shibud. It could be that he doesn't have a kinyan aguf in the guf ha'isha. But she's nicknamed b'kesef shtar rabia. No, that's not a kinyan aguf. He's not kona her legufa. Right, but rather he does a Maisa Kinyan, and the reason why there's a significance to that Maisa Kinyan, it's not just L'Inyan Chazara, that he does a Maisa Kinyan that changes her status for Issa V'Heter. She's a different woman now. Now if she's Mizana, she's Chayav Misa, and Ein Kedushin Tofsin, but there's a status change over here. So if that's the case, if that's all the Kinyan Kedushin is accomplishing, that there's a status change, so then we understand that maybe Nistach Vasadeo shouldn't apply, because she's not really the Sada of the Baal. She's not the Sada of the Baal. He did a Maisa Kinyan, which changed her status. So because she's not a Sada of the Baal, maybe she would not be able to say Nistach Vasadeo. It's not his bad mazel. Because who says that she's the Sada of the Baal? If we said that there's a Kinyan Aguf that the Baal has in his wife, okay, not Kishoru, not Kechamoru, not Mamish Kisod. We're not going to go that far. But there is a Kinyan Aguf in the woman. So then, the svar of Nistach Vasadeo is not so strange. It really taka makes sense. She's the chefts of the Baal. But you could say that the other tzad in the sofeg assume that she's not like the sod of the Baal. There is no kinyan aguf in the guf of Isha, but rather there's a status change vis-a-vis Issa v'Heter as a result of the Maisa Kinyan of Keser Sharabia that the husband does. Because there's only a status change, then she can't say Nistach Vasadeo because she's not really the sod of the Baal. Okay, we'll stop.